long in the tooth.
Howdy, me again, Wynonna Earp of the Demon Killin' Earps. I did most of said hellbeast bashing in my hometown of Purgatory, a place populated by vampires, gnomes, and, oh, one time some evil goo. But I'm currently on a road trip with my main tip, Doc Holliday, leaving Purgatory in the mostly capable but often chaotic hands of my friends, family, and otherwise. How about a tale about two of those friends that's a lot, bigger than it first appears? Our story begins with my old pal, Mercedes, showing my other old bud, Jeremy, a condo. It was hopefully going to be the last of many places she'd show him and his hunky new BF, Damon. She'd put too many hours into this not to get a commission.
So, Jeremy, hit me with your capsule condo review. You smashing that like button or what?
Well, besides it being totally empty, yeah, I kind of like it, Mercedes.
Just like you liked the last one and the one before that. But we both know the real question mark is Damon. What did he say about the last place? Too much floor, not enough ceiling.
Actually, the last one he thought the cat door wasn't body positive enough. Which, I agree with. He should be here any second.
Happy to help a friend, including waiting around.
Aw, we're friends? Wow. Yeah, I always saw us as mere acquaintances via Wynonna. Group chat, but not text direct peers, you know?
That was before Wynonna and Doc split town. So congrats on the promotion, Jeremy. Damon, welcome.
It's a tad dull. Like a place on Queer Eye before the boys arrive.
Well, you and Jeremy can put your queer eyes all over this place.
But look at this garbage disposal. Think of the money we'll save on compost bags just shoving our food down the drain.
Pot lights, though? Nancy Mayers would die.
Look, we're giving this one a chance. Remember?
Yeah, Purgatory only has so many available condos. So, decision time.
Oof, those oven beeps are so high-pitched. I'm gonna test the water pressure in the bathroom.
Yes, IBS.
It's small bladder syndrome.
Well, I think it's a great place.
Do you think it's not the places? Maybe it's a little early for you two. Has it even been 6 months?
Relationship advice from Mercedes Gardner. What, didn't you once dump someone halfway down a water slide?
I gotta go. I've got a dental appointment.
With that new hot dentist.
You can lock up?
You're just gonna leave us? Isn't that against real estate agent code?
This isn't selling Sunset. This price wouldn't get you a parking spot in any normal city. And I don't have time to wait for another Damon decision.
Why are you barefoot?
Socks are inside. Gotta give the dryer a real test.
Come on.
And you're testing my patience. I don't like all the pressure you're putting on me, especially right now.
Look, baby, I know the bakery opening. It's a big week for you.
So what's the rush? I'm not going anywhere. I know that things ended, poorly with your ex, and maybe
no,
you're...
No, this isn't about Robin, okay? I'm just ready to settle down.
Settle?
Yeah, sit down, lie down, lean down with my kind, loving, lovely, great, normal boyfriend.
Normal?
Ouch. No, I'm just ready, okay, to settle.
Yeah, you sound really settled.
Oh, hold that thought. Jeremy Tetri.
Jeremy, it's Nicole. Do you have a sec?
Hey, I'm gonna take this in the bathroom. Test the acoustics.
I know your work face.
I'm a little busy.
There's been a murder. Body turned up this morning.
Yeah, I'm not a cop.
And I'm not a black badge agent, which is why I'm calling you. When I say body turned up, I mean more like a pile of flesh turned up. The departed somehow has no bones.
Okay. I'll be right there.
Ugh, what a scene.
A pyramid mess, if you will. Well, that's what we're here for.
So, London, how are you settling in?
Honestly, Sharapot, I'm finding there's a lot of weird shit that goes down in this town.
Oh, sure, I don't know what you mean.
Right, yeah. Silly me. How do we get what's left of this guy on the stretcher? See? He keeps flopping off.
Ugh. What a flop.
Oh.
Now, Dr. Roger, I thought you could only fill one cavity per visit.
Trust me, Ms. Gardner, I'm here to make you say ah.
But don't we have to start with an x-ray?
That won't be necessary. I know I won't be pulling anything out. Be a good girl now and open up.
You're not actually going to use that on me.
What? No, no, your bite is perfect. Canines, like I've never seen before.
Oh, don't worry. I won't use my teeth.
Well, maybe we should fix that.
Wow. You might have been a slow learner, but you are getting almost too good at role play.
Too good? Do you feel unsafe?
No. Don't get all nice on me. Ugh, I knew there was a reason I don't do compliments. Back to work, Dr. Roger.
Just for that, I'm going to have to go deeper on those incisors.
Boo, you went incisors when molar I just met her was lying right there.
You know, I have an 11 o'clock.
And I have a 69 o'clock. What's your point?
Maybe we could critique my puns and do more of this on an actual date?
My insurance doesn't cover dates.
Right. Never in public, only in my office or your place with the blinds down.
You get it. Now, bring those tools a little closer. I have an ache that you could treat, and it's not anywhere near a tooth.
Okay, can confirm. Not one bone left in this body. He's not really a man anymore. More of a nugget.
You want fries with that?
Yeah, I get a big promotion from the preeminent paranormal investigative enforcement agency in North America, and yet, here I am, in the autopsy room of the Purgatory Police with a flop of flesh.
Pancake man. Okay, so, any idea how someone would get all his bones out without a single incision mark? We dealing with a witch here, warlock, Jamie Oliver, or David Blaine.
No, this isn't magic. This has demon written all over it. And, I might know who.
What, someone known to the Black Badge Division? Look, Jeremy, this is why BBD should share their files with the police department.
There's such a thing as confidentiality, Nicole. But I'm guessing it's Walt the Butcher.
Evocative name.
He's actually precise with his bone removal. Rarely any blood at all. And he's not a killer.
Okay, so what's his story?
Well, he's a demon with the power to remove bones, which has been used by the mafia, warlords, just general baddies.
So, seems like he's the bad guy now.
No, I don't buy it. Walt, he was tired of the dark side. He wanted to settle down, open a business. He came to BBD for help. We've got him on a cocktail of drugs to suppress his cravings to debone people.
Well, maybe he's off his meds. Look, we don't have a choice. We better go stake out a shop.
Yes, okay, I'll put you in for an appointment next Tuesday at 10. No, there's no discount for less teeth. It's the same price for everyone. If you want that, Fofum Dentistry ain't for you. Waverly Earp. Sorry, I had to take that call. This town is just so full of townies.
No problem, Fifi. You're at work. I'm just killing time before my appointment.
Unfortunately, a receptionist has to receive.
So, Fifi, are you liking the change of pace from the big city?
I love how Purgatory feels like you're living inside a skipping DVD menu. Not that you would get that reference. What are you, 22?
Oh, Fifi, I've fallen asleep in front of the 10 things I hate about you menu plenty of times.
Hey, Dr. Roger, your next appointment is here. You coming out or what?
Sorry, couldn't rush my favorite patient.
Mercedes?
This dentist needs to be reported for unprofessionalism.
That why you've been in here twice a week for months now?
It's her thing. Waverly, when you're ready, I'll be in exam room 2.
Wait. Is with the dentist?
No way. Well, maybe a few times, but not in a real way. Nice. Ugh. The worst insult of all.
Mercedes, I'm nice. Nice is good. 100-year-old vampire gunslinger.
Whatever. A brand consultant from Louisville? As if I'd settle for dating dental.
Being on a stakeout is always way more boring than you'd expect. Sounds like a spy novel.
Tell me about your relationship? About moving in with Damon? You still thinking that's a good...
Apartment hunt is going super great.
You got a place.
Well, not per se, but we're in a place to find...
Buddy, not even Damon would blame you if you just pumped the brakes a little bit before moving in.
Why would I pump...
Okay, well, your ex, Robin, had his face ripped off and replaced with a new face and had... ...before moving on.
No, I have moved on, Nicole, to Damon, a super normal guy who isn't... ...off is a chemical peel at the spa.
Listen to what you just said. You hear yourself? I would need, like a metric...
Money that I could better spend on things in my new apartment with my normal boyfriend, where I'm ready to live a normal... Oh, bone-stealing butcher on the move. Let's go. My shin splints.
Oh. Well, hopefully this is the only running we'll do. Walt, nice night.
Walt, how are the meds treating you?
Good.
Feeling bones again. Walt! Halt!
You said no more running.
Up hot here in foot pursuit of a possible perp. Requesting backup 4th Street and Main.
Hey, I'm walking here. Bridge these days.
Stop running, Walt! There's nowhere else to go!
It's night.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you sound like a guy who runs miles a day.
Oh, and you two are truly clear. Truce.
Hands. Don't get any ideas, okay? I like my bones where they are. You're coming.
Actually, you know what? After our talk, I'm gonna go find Mercedes.
and me and Damon.
Jer. Congrats. You know, I'm happy for you.
Happy for you.
Oh, thanks, Walt. Enjoy your perp walk.
Thanks, man. Though after all that running,
Keep it moving, bone boy.
Tip top.
I'm with a guy who says tip top. We just don't need to say that.
I'm a words of affirmation guy. I'm getting that you're more of an act. Come here, sweetie. That's not true. You're a softy at heart.
Ew. Don't tell me what I am. All this is, Roger, fun. Don't look at me like that. Puppy dog eyes all...
Everything. And normally I love that about you, but not right now. Not when I'm being real.
I didn't ask for or want real. I want...
I'm leaving.
Wait. It's been a great month, or... It has been fun, but if you're catching feelings, that's problematic.
You're obviously enjoying this, too. Maybe you're a different person.
I am Mercedes fucking Gardner, and everyone in town knows what that means. I am not the comfy, cozy, hot cocoa.
Maybe you're a tad repressed? I wonder if your heart is like a dead tooth.
I am here to sign the lease. I am ready.
Ugh, no. Coming!
Bye, Mercedes. You know, I actually thought maybe this was something normal for once.
No. Anyways, for the house call.
You're ice cold, Mercedes. Ice cold.
Was he crying?
He's very passionate about his work. So, lease?
Stop pussyfooting, okay? The lab results show you're still taking the BBD blockers, so why debone that guy?
I'm still on the
pile of floppy flesh in my morgue that says that you do. I guess BBD is just gonna have to figure out a different way to stop your cravings. I want to know why you did it. For fun?
I didn't kill him. I didn't even know.
Well, I am sure you're gonna be very happy 50 floors underground in that lovely new facility over at Black Bear. I heard the only TV they have is stuck on C-SPAN.
Fine!
Listen. Show the bones were taken out after death. So, why, Walt?
It's just... Things are so... I only had an address, okay? I dropped the bones off there.
Right.
Officially a fish. Must be nice.
I can't tell if you're happy. I mean, you're...
To make money and spend it all on all-inclusive vacations for one. Sign away. Me? Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, sorry, I have to get this. Hello?
Jeremy, Walt just confessed.
That's great, okay. I'm kind of in the middle of...
I'm so sorry. Walt drops the bones at your boyfriend's bakery.
I'm on my way.
She won't even let me take my choux pastry off the stovetop. She's treating me like a criminal.
Well... a demon? A liar?
Jeremy!
Have you been lying to me this whole time? Pretending to be a normal...
Okay, I told a few fibs, but I had to. I needed the money for the bakery. For the...
put this on me.
I didn't know anyone was getting hurt. I thought they were old bones. They just arrive here and I bake the loaves. That's it.
Everyone knows bone bread.
Jer? Got a fresh loaf of bone bread here.
Damon?
At the graveyard, then the money just appears in my account.
You're making that delivery. Tonight.
What? To a murderer? Jeremy.
Oof, and let's get the bait. You to the graveyard.
Scary graveyard where a killer might be. Black cat, it's not a good sign.
We are watching you from the cruiser. You will be okay.
He made his bed.
Look, you're mad at... what is going on?
Wait, what's that? Oh no, oh no, oh no. This was a...
dropping off the bone bread, and I am out of here.
I can't get a good view.
They're taking the bone bread. Whoa, whoever it is, they are. Follow that car. Not too close, not too far.
I played a lot of GTA growing up. Jeremy, for what it's worth, I believe Damon when he says he didn't know. Quickly to the worst conclusion.
Stop.
The dentist's office? We go in armed.
We know you're the bone guy. Yeah, nobody here either. Must have fled through the back door.
Where do you think he went?
I don't know. But...
God, I don't know what I'm allergic to in here.
dentist do allergy tests. I could call Dr. Roger. Dr. Roger? You came back!
I was expecting someone else, but hi, Jeremy and Nicole. Let me guess, you're here to take me to Shorty.
Life.
Are you okay?
I'm tip-top. Boyfriend. I can't be tamed.
Okay, cool. Whatever he is to you, Mercedes, he's also paying Walt the... Bake them into bone bread, and then...
Boring Dr. Roger?
And we don't know what's next, but it's gotta be bad. Oh, you're not boyfriend?
Could you wait until we chat a bit, maybe hook up once or twice before you arrest him?
Mercedes? So I brought wine. It's a red one.
Oh, crap, Nicole! It's...
Killing killer.
Killer? I'm not... Wait.
It's time to tell the truth.
And fast, please.
I know who probably did, because...
Is that an earthquake?
Look up! It's coming from up!
Oh no! She's here!
My sister! Your sister's a giant!
Apparently, Bratzilla just raised the roof way too...
Oh god! Wait! If she's a giant, are you...
Technically! But I don't want to be anymore! To stay shrunken,
which Fifi also promised to do when we moved here.
Hop on my palm and let's get out of this teeny tiny town.
No way. Giant out.
This is the real me and the real you.
About the murders. We know about Walt, about Damon. We know everything!
Well, I expect that from a demon like Walt. But Damon? I'm gonna make that.
No! Oh, God. Another boyfriend in mortal danger. We have to save Damon.
Get in the car! Losing this town. Cattle prog's gonna work on a giant, right, Roger?
Sorta.
Little donut pool toy. Issue of Purgatory Life with Mercedes on the cover.
Wait. You said X-ray, right, Roger? Gun work in the same way?
Let's say yes.
You must have a radar gun, Nicole.
Good luck. Hold her down.
Well, do we have one of those?
If you stay off bones, you stay regular human size, which obviously is preferable for someone who wants to live a normal life.
Whoa.
Mind your bones to make my bread. Yep. That was my ancestor who said that, actually.
Then to make you big, all you need is...
...unethically sourced bones from people who are already dead.
As sheriff, I can't believe I'm saying this, but... let's hit the morgue.
No! Where is the new cute bakery? Tell me where the new cute bakery is!
Down the road beside the clinic! To the right!
Heart cookies again? No. Broken heart cookies this time. Oh no. Did I click the box for earthquake insurance on this place?
Oh my god, I definitely took a good time ripping off the roof insurance!
You rotted me out!
Where is she?
Maybe follow the gigantic footprints. Oh my god! Oh no! She's got David!
Climbing the water tower? No way, Fay Wray!
He's in her fist! She is fisting him!
Help! Help me!
Hush!
Wait! What? Is that another giant? Is that the dentist?
Fifi, put him down, now!
You! My own brother! Well, good to see you yourself again, but what do you care about this little thing?
Put him down and get down from there!
Fine! Fine! I'll come down, but we need to talk. Giant to giant!
I hope we're in time to save Damon, Nicole.
Jeremy! Ready the inflatable donut!
Why would you want to be regular sized?
Regular is underrated. So is nice. All being a giant does is make people scared.
You're turning against your family!
No, I'm not. There's more to being a giant than being giant.
If I wasn't a giant, I couldn't do this!
No, not the music store.
Being giant is everything!
You sound like Mom and Dad. We're the new giant generation. We'll still celebrate the holidays, sing the songs, drink the booze, but we can mix with punies, too.
No! You're gonna settle down with a puny and forget all about me!
Why would I be here right now if that were true? Why wouldn't I just let them call in the military and take you down? I got giant, and I came up here to talk to my big little sister.
Okay, I'm almost there, and...
I got you! A for the donut!
Hey! My hero! You couldn't have found something bigger?
Yeah, I'm just glad you're safe. And I can't believe cattle prodding a giant to get them to let go of my boyfriend, and then saving them with an inflatable donut is nowhere near the craziest thing I've ever done in this town.
Okay, Roger! Get her ready!
Sis, bring it in. Big giant hug.
Oh, it was nice to see you big again. If only for a minute.
Now, use the radar gun. It's working. It's a pretty wild thing to see with my own eyes. A giant shrinking like that.
Yeah. That was something to see. Okay, I'm gonna go cuff Fifi now that she's small. I saw the whole thing. Roger, he was so big, but where'd he go?
I think he went back to his office. Well, on his office. He's sitting on it.
Hey, you almost soaked me.
My sister's going to jail, and me? I'm a giant freak. Now you'll really want to dump me.
Hey. We were never dating. But that was before I knew this was an option.
Oh, great. Now you'll only like me because I'm a freak.
Honey, I'm a size queen. But I liked you before anyway. I just had a big brain problem and a giant aversion to commitment.
Really?
Really. Now, as my boyfriend, can I get in your pants? Like, literally?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Damon. That must have been terrifying.
Yeah. But I knew you'd save me. And now I guess it's a story we can tell people when we host our first dinner party at our new condo.
Yeah, about that. I don't think we should move in together. And I get the feeling you don't think we should either.
You've been pushing me so hard to sign the lease, but maybe I've been looking for every excuse not to take an apartment.
You can see that this is, maybe we're not really it.
We were good together.
Yeah, we were. But are we giant together? We're just, you know, two nice people who had a fine time but are now going to different places.
Can I be honest with you? I think you're still kind of in love with your ex, Robin.
Yeah, I might need some therapy for that.
Promise me you'll come by for cupcakes after your sessions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, you want to focus on your bakery, and I've realized I want to focus on my job, too. Maybe, I don't know, not even here.
Really? But you saved the whole town today. You're Purgatory's hero.
Yeah, but there's a lot more I want to do, though. Black Badge, it's international, and you know, maybe I should be, too.
Well, thanks for the adventure, Jer. Now go have a new one.
Goodbye, my friend.
And so Mercedes and Jeremy learned that change doesn't have to suck. That relationships can take many forms. That it's not a crime to grow up and want new things. Like a promotion that takes you to Egypt, or focusing on your business,
or a giant dentist's doll.
We all have different goals. As for Purgatory, well, let's just say there are more tall tales to tell.